Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, we have a sports weekend that's a little different because no NFL football for the first time in a while. We got the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. But Frank Cusumano is currently trying to stage a fight at Chaffetz Center, is what I understand this afternoon. Let's check in with him and see if there's any rumbling that's going on. Can you report back to us this afternoon, Frank? No, I didn't punch him.
5-year-old guy with white hair, and I'm going to take a right hand to him right now.
Okay, so when we talked about this on the roundtable a little bit, is there any further repercussions from that fight the other night or not?
Well, let me just say this. After talking to quite a few people involved in this whole thing, is a lot of them wanted to blame the VCU people, but from what I'm hearing is the SLU people were not innocent, and they may have instigated it and maybe taunted the VCU people. And that's when people, like, right there watching it objectively.
I would believe that. Look, got a little hot. I think there was some chirping that was going on, and, you know, the chirping got a little hot and then pushing and shoving. You don't like to see that. But we'll talk about what's really happening over there, which is a pretty big game tonight, right?
It is. It is. It doesn't happen very often, but it is tonight. A sellout crowd, Billiken Blizzard, everybody in white, 10,600 to watch. SLU and their arch rival, Dayton, and the man whose name is on the building, Dr. Chaffetz, will definitely be here. He was here on Tuesday sitting next to JJK courtside, and he liked it so much he's going to stick around all week to watch this one. Dayton has owned the Billikens. 8 out of the last 10 they've won, including a couple of years ago. I don't know if I've ever been more heartbroken. SLU was going to win this game, possibly get to the tournament. It was a couple of years ago, and then Dayton hit a shot at the buzzer. The place was like the world's largest morgue.
Oh, I remember that for sure. That was devastating. Meantime, you got Mizzou, who's been off for a week. They got a tough couple of games here on the road. Mississippi State tomorrow, and I think Mississippi State might be coming
tough.
Off a loss. And I think they might be coming off a loss.
To Alabama.
Yeah,
it was
right.
It was their tough.
And then they got Tennessee next week, Frank. So it doesn't get any easier in the SEC, does it?
No,
it doesn't. And Mississippi State is ranked 14th in the country. It's a tough place to win. And they have a little guard who you're really going to enjoy watching as long as Mizzou wins. His name is Chess Hubbard. He's 38
amazing.
Against Alabama. He's the leading scorer in the SEC. He's just fun and explosive to watch.
And he's tiny.
Wait, did you say
5'11"?
Did you say 48? Didn't
38. 38,
didn't
and
somebody
he's 5'11".
Score, but somebody scored 53 points last night. Is that true?
I don't know.
I didn't see that one.
I'm going to look that up because I thought I saw that on ESPN this morning.
But this
morning.
Guy is amazing. He had a monster game against Alabama, but he is tough. He's fun to watch.
What else is going on this weekend, Frank?
Well, the Blues are in Colorado tonight and then Utah on Sunday. And, you know, they're almost to the point where you're just going to have to do something remarkable. And that means win at Colorado. That means win at Utah. If you came back home with 4 points after this road trip, then you'd have a chance to start thinking about the playoffs. But when you're down 6 points, having played fewer games than the team that's in the eighth spot for the final playoff spot, you got to do some great things.
Yeah, and you kind of wonder if you don't do some great things here, what does that hold for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, I think that if they were to go south, they lose both, then what you would do is you'd expedite, like, the learning curve, and you give, like, Dalibor Dvorsky, the phenom, I think you'd see him here in a week that, okay, we're not going to make the playoffs. Let's find out about the kid. Let's give him some NHL action. And then right after Jimmy Snuggerud's season ends in Minnesota, he'll come right from the University of Minnesota and wearing a blue note and playing for the Blues. That's if it looks like it's about over.
By the way, on the 53 points, I did see this. It was not my imagination, but it was a women's player for Vanderbilt. 53 points, 16 field goals, 16 free throws, and Vanderbilt beat Florida last night. So that was in the women's division. But, wow, that's a hell of a
Amazing.
Performance. And then Illinois lost last night, too. They had a tough game, didn't they?
Oh, they did. You know, they're playing Nebraska, a team that had lost six in a row. And, you know, Illinois's got two guys that are going to go be in the top 15 in the draft. That's just a bad loss. Now, the positive side is that Illinois came in with a net ranking of 10, so they have a lot of significant wins. But now I think they've only won two of their last six. They got to get it going.
Man, if Mizzou can somehow win one of these next two, that would really be incredible.
Oh, I think they will.
And
they're
back home next weekend against A&M. All right, Frank, what's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, we have a star-studded Sports Plus. We are going to sit down with Dr. Shavitz to talk about is he going to keep giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Billikens to buy players. We're going to talk about him being involved in the WNBA. Now, and he's only our second biggest name. Our biggest name is John Hamm, talking life, Landman, Jerry Jones, the Blues, the Cardinals, his life, his career. It's a fascinating interview. He is just a wonderful guy.
Always more John Hamm.
Yeah. Do you talk about Mercedes? Because he's still the voice of Mercedes, I think, as well. That guy, unbelievable.
He really is.
You know, and I
love St. Louis.
I have my friend Richard King, who used to own the Blue Note in Columbia, Missouri. Everybody from Columbia knows Richard. But John Hamm used to go to the Blue Note and just sit there on the bar stool and listen to music and, you know, have some beers. Just a regular
dude. Just a normal guy.
Back in the day, right?
Yep.
And look where he's gone.
Landman is a
We were talking about Sterling K. Brown, too. I mean, those are two St. Louis guys that didn't really, you know, pop when they were young,
right,
if you will, but really have amazing careers. All right, Frank, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tonight. That's going to be incredible.
I will. And I want to say one thing. Jane was so good on radio this morning. She's always so great with you. But today, my wife and I were listening. She just looked at me. Well, she is really smart. So.
Oh, thank you.
That's
Tell
nice.
Her she's very sweet. That's a
I
thank
wish,
you, Frank.
I personally wish I would have cut you off before those comments, Frank, but thank you anyway. Have a great weekend. We'll see you. Yeah, you know what's funny is I was sitting here, and we have the station emails, people who are on the list, and the email blast just went out from 97.1 FM Talk, and it says, Attorney Jane Duker says blah, 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 because they featured a clip from you, I guess, in the email blast.
Yeah, well, it was about, you know, the Board of Aldermen stuff and what a clown car and this, you know, and board control of the police department.
Yeah, we talked about all that. The roundtable. You can always use the Odyssey Rewind app and go back a couple hours to 3 o'clock. Jane, thanks for hanging out on Friday afternoon. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll talk next Friday.
Right.
We have a lot to go here this afternoon, including a little visit with Dave Murray. I just thought it'd be nice because, Sue, we always talk to Dave Murray when the weather's crap, right?
That's true.
But today, it's not the best weather, but the weekend looks pretty warm, and Dave's going to give us a little preview of next week as well. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.